JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we head to the parish of Clarendon for a school tour with the Minister of Education. And later, a disaster prep tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Parents, how do you think your children feel when they are beaten?
I feel so sad when my mother beats me.
It makes me feel so angry.
I feel embarrassed, and I feel like you just don't care.
It has been proven that coercive parenting is directly linked to the aggression your children are displaying in schools. The National Parenting Support Commission is imploring you, parents, rethink your actions. Stop beating your children.
A message from the National Parenting Support Commission in collaboration with Ministry of Education, Youth and Information for Improved Safety and Security in Schools.
Four schools in the parish of Clarendon are to receive additional funding from the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information to undertake upgrading work. The commitment comes from Portfolio Minister Senator Ruel Reid, who says the money is to be provided over the next 2 budget cycles.
They have asked for some assistance in further expanding the facilities. We are committed to help to fund their auditorium, and so that will be in train. And we also, having visited Franfield Primary, will also be providing some additional funding to deal with some of the infrastructure needs that they have at that school.
The minister was speaking after a tour of Denby High and other schools in Clarendon. Minister Reid, who was accompanied by senior administrators and technical staff from the ministry, said the tour allowed them to get a first-hand look at the institutions and the work to be done while the funds are being put together. In addition to building an auditorium at Denby High, the works will include roof repair at Frankfield Primary and Infant, a new classroom block at Edwin Allen High to ease overcrowding, and an enclosure of classroom space at Denby Primary. One of the objectives of Vision 2030 is for Jamaica's public institutions to be efficient, effective, and accountable. They should also deliver the highest quality of service, making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm or call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 960-9339 to learn more.
The Ministry of National Security has implemented effective policing as part of its national security strategy. Crime is reduced through a partnership with the police for effective policing. Crime reduction in Jamaica requires a strong partnership between the police, the people, and communities. Effective policing, creating a safer environment for all Jamaicans. A message from the Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
High school students, enter the Access to Information National High School Essay Competition. Write an essay on the topic, ATI Law Balances Rights and Promotes Responsible Access to Information, or how can members of the public use the ATI Act to help bring about transformation in the society. Win great cash prizes. Essay must be 1,600 to 1,800 words. Send entries to Access to Information Unit, 5 to 9 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10, or call 968-3166. Deadline, January 31st, 2018.
It's now time for a disaster prep tip. You've heard of stop, drop, and roll in the event of a fire, but what does it really mean? If your clothes catch fire and there's no water around, stop what you are doing. Drop to the ground and cover your face if you can. Then roll over and over, back and forth, until the flames go out. Do not run. Running will only make the fire burn faster. Once the flames are out, cool the burnt skin with water for 3 to 5 minutes. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.